Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
Okay, today, well, and it's 2026, so Happy New Year. This is our first episode of the new year. And we're going to be talking about Gen Health. In the past, we've done episodes on creating goals or what New Year's resolutions should maybe look like to make them sustainable and make them something that can help with long-term change. And this episode, we wanted to talk about Gen Health, which is the platform that is your brainchild.
Yeah, no, literally, it's like my first baby. And this is such an important episode. And I hope that we get to answer all your questions about specifically, like, what is this? What are we doing here? Where are we going? Why is this helping so many people? Because it is.
And I don't want this to come off as just like a big salesy, long 20-minute ad for Gen Health, because we're going to be talking about things, especially with the new year coming in and resolutions happening. We're going to be talking about a lot of the pitfalls and a lot of where people struggle to stay up on the things that they know they should be doing, and how a platform like Gen Health or, you know, other platforms out there can really help guide and help people find that sustainability to get the long-term change that they're looking for.
Right. Especially like you're coming into wanting to do certain workouts or wanting to finally address some of the pains that you have going on. Let's talk about what we do over here. Now, core purpose of what we do is really to empower people to learn how to move out of pain, and specifically focus on the word move here because pain is multifactorial. We talked about this many times on the podcast. It is not just biomechanical. It is not just movement based. However, when we change the quality of what we do within our movement, we can start to open up a lot of areas, reduce tension on some of the painful areas that we've had, and start to reload that painful area in a new way that changes the pain and completely changes the game. And that's probably our biggest feedback that we've received on Gen Health is the movement quality and the cues.
Yeah. And pain is frustrating. Yeah. Pain is something that can become the biggest thing on somebody's mind all day long. And we really start forming a relationship with this. And it doesn't help that many of the solutions that people seek out or many of the providers people see say things that they may not intend for them to be negative. They may just be telling them, oh, you have degeneration in this joint, or you have a torn whatever, or you have fraying or arthritis, and all these terms that people start to connect to. And how many members do we have come in saying, I have this, 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 and this. That's why I'm having these pains, what should I do? And one of our biggest wins is when members come around to us after being a member for a year or, you know, 18 months, and they say, I saw another provider. We got an image because of whatever, like, this was the process. This is what they wanted to do. And they said that they saw degeneration or they saw a torn labrum, which I know, or which I thought might be the case. And I know that you talk about how many people of my age can have this and still move without pain. And when we hear a member who's been in our community or in our ecosystem listening to Jen and I talk about this ad nauseum on our podcasts, that's like the biggest win, because we know, okay, we're empowering this person over that messaging of, I'm broken, my joints are degenerating, I can't move.
Right.
And it often will develop into a lot of fear when people have repeated providers or multiple providers tell them these things.
Also, we've had a lot of people who go to multiple different providers, and maybe you've experienced this yourself, even in the same PT clinic. Maybe you've seen a few different PTs and they're all pointing out different structures of your body that could be the reason that you're having pain, or, oh, your joint is torqued like this, or your hip is out of place here, or whatever may be going on. Like, you see different providers, we're all going to see kind of different things. But the more that you hear what's wrong with your body, the more that you start to like kind of believe that. And like Dom said, start to fear movement, because it's like, well, I shouldn't exercise because my hip is already out, and I shouldn't do this because I'm torqued this way, right? And what we also do on Gen Health is I go through a monthly webinar every single month where we go on a live call and I answer a hot topic that people are really asking about. And I'll go through all the education and research, and we really kind of start to assess in our body, okay, what's going on? What are we seeing? What matters here? And people start to realize so many things. Like, first of all, we are all asymmetrical, and those are okay. We can work with those asymmetries, understanding them, and then what can we do to better support our body? So it's really cool to know that, okay, we might have these things, or people are going to point out these things about my body, yeah, and yet there's movement and there's empowerment, there's assessment that I could do to better understand it. So it's really cool to also have those monthly calls on and better be able to support people in understanding what other providers might be saying about their body.
Taking a quick pause from the episode to talk about something we could all be focusing on, especially coming into the new year. And if there's one resolution that I think we should all have at the center of our new year, it is staying hydrated. It's one of the simplest things that we can do, but something that so many of us overlook. And I'm not just talking about drinking enough water. I'm talking about making sure we're replenishing and replacing those electrolytes that we're losing naturally throughout the day without even knowing it. That's why Jen and I use Element Electrolyte drink packets to make sure that our electrolytes are at their optimal level. Sodium, potassium, and magnesium are so vital for so many of our bodily processes, and they can help with things like brain fog, fatigue, headaches, muscle cramps, sleep, even bowel movements. So that's why we use Element, not just because it helps us stay hydrated, because they taste so darn delicious and keep us coming back to our bottle throughout the day. If you want to make hydration a priority for yourself in this new year, head down to the link in the show notes. It's just drinkelement.com/optimal. That's drinkelement, spelled out LMNT.com/optimal. You get a free sample pack with every single order, so you know which flavor you like the most when you inevitably come back and order more. All right, let's get back into the episode. So it's really just trying to flip that script of, oh, I'm broken or I have degeneration, I have to avoid these movements and rely on some sort of passive treatment to make things feel better. And you know, we're going to talk about that more, the passive treatments and how people have been continually fed these short-term band-aids that they're like, yeah, it makes me feel good. But then a week later, or once I stop treatment, these things start coming back in. We're trying to flip it on its head to give you the tools to continually be able to address the restrictions going on in your body and actually find that long-term change. I thought of when you were talking, you read off to me something someone had shared, and it was like, look at this individual, scoliosis, uneven, I'm going to get this wrong, but scoliosis, uneven hips, flat-footedness, you know, it listed off like four or five things that were quote unquote wrong with this individual and their structures. And it was Usain Bolt, who, if you're not familiar, is like historically the greatest sprinter of all time in human history, fastest man alive. And he had all of these structural things that a doctor might tell somebody as, oh, you can't lift. How many people who have reached out who have scoliosis have said, man, my doctor told me I shouldn't be loading my spine. Mm-hmm. And it's just so crazy that one person can take that, you know all these things and be like, no, I'm going to be the greatest sprinter in human history. But so many other people are living in fear because of those same structural differences.
Or their same beliefs that we're told about our body. And that's why at Gen Health, we don't teach people what not to do, but we empower you with what you can do. Because we're already told enough of like what's wrong, what not to do, whatever. So let's stop focusing on that, because when we focus on the negative, you're going to stay in pain. So let's focus on what you're able to do, what your body can do today, even if it's different from day to day, because that's our human body. We're going to feel different pains. We're going to go on journeys. So we want to tell you what you can do. We want to build that confidence within your body. We don't want you to have to depend necessarily on a tool or a device. We want you, like, I want to tell people, you're doing the videos so much that you go into any workout class, you know how to adjust for your body. Someone tells you something that you should do and you're like, no, I know what my body needs. you're hearing me in your head already, because you know, when I'm lunging this way, this feels better for me, or I can open up my hip in this way and I get a lot more glute access, or like, that's what I want with Gen Health. We're building understanding within your body so you can go out and do anything else without needing to necessarily depend on always hearing me.
And that's why the platform was built in this way, with the kind of come in and assess, or in those early videos, you're going to start to learn, okay, this video with the hip 90-90, I noticed I was really restricted on this side, or both sides are restricted in internal rotation. That's something that I should be focused on. Then in the future videos, you're going to be addressing those restrictions specifically that you notice popping up, and then progress down the road. The platform is built so that every plan that you might start, whether it's hip, low back, just our full body, low impact strength training plan, there's multiple phases. So we're going to be able to progress through each phase and kind of advance those exercises.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of the confusion. I grew on social media because of mobility. So people believe that, you know, I come in and this is a mobility platform, which yes, we have a ton of mobility through it. And actually this month on Gen Health, we're focusing on our full body mobility plan, because I feel like it is still such a neglected aspect that no one pays attention to. We want to get to the workout. We want to get sweating. We want to...
It's neglected and not always done well.
No, people...
Not just stretching.
Right. People think of mobility and stretching as synonymous, and there are moments where there's crossover, but mobility is really the active component within your body so that you can go and do a wider range of motion and active exercise, right? And so we want to get you improving your range of motion long term and actually feeling that difference. So yes, we have mobility, but like Dom said, we have a full body low impact plan. So we have literal plans for every part of the body, whether you're looking for your neck, your shoulder, your wrist, your elbow, whatever, you can go into any body specific plan and continue your other workouts alongside. So this would be like your 5 to 15 minute check-in that you do within your body rather than going to PT. So this is kind of like your daily kind of check-in. However, and when I say rather, we also have members who go to PT alongside of this. So this, obviously, yeah, we're not diagnosing. We're not
replacing PT.
We're not replacing. We're giving you access to tools that are guided from a doctor of physical therapy that you can use alongside PT or alongside a workout program to help fill in the gaps that you're probably neglecting within your body and you have no idea. And a lot of people also assume, I've done a lot of these stretches, I've done a lot of these things, until you actually hear it done differently and you take the time to actually dive in and explore what that could be. Because again, most of these plans are going to have mobility, stability, deep core work from your diaphragm all the way down to your pelvic floor. We do mindset tools in a lot of these to rewire how we're approaching pain within our body and what we're doing on a daily basis. And then breath work. So those are like the five basics that we're kind of going through within each program. Some will have strength workouts. Some even have HIIT workouts. So these are really meant to fully guide you back into your body so you stop fearing movement. But majority of the plans are going to take 5 to 15 minutes, because I understand we don't have a lot of time to add things in.
And you said some have strength workouts, some have HIIT workouts. There's really only a couple plans that are focused on like this is the strength training plan, or this is the HIIT workout plan. You know, most of those body specific area plans aren't going to have full strength workouts in them.
However, when you get to phase three
of low back or something,
low back, of shoulder, of knee, you will start diving into some strength training,
because that's the progression. Yes. You know, and that's where it's well thought through by Jen. This is her brainchild, like I said. And that's, again, why it was built this way, to have short digestible videos.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of alluded to like consistency being one of the biggest struggles. And we noticed this whether we were seeing patients in a clinic, whether you're teaching a class in a gym, whether you're someone who just wants to go to the gym, or you're doing an online program, the consistency is the biggest struggle across all of those platforms, all of those medium, however you're consuming your exercise. Staying consistent is tough, and people are busy, and we have a lot going on in life. And that's one of the biggest things we've wanted to work on building into this platform is how can we help people stay consistent, stay accountable, and feel like they have community.
Right.
And, you know, the current features on the platform is there's always a chat that you can at any time. And chat might not be the right word because it's not like instant chat because there's only a few of us checking all these messages. But at any time, you can send us a message from within the platform. Let us know what's going on. Let us know if it's a specific exercise, specific workout.
Or technical issue.
You're just not sure exactly where to start. And we will get back to that.
We will.
Either that or through email or through DM on Instagram. For some of the plans or challenges that we do, there will be private Facebook, private Instagram groups that you can get in and ask questions. And Jen's in there coaching everybody and answering every single question.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the biggest things as well, is that this isn't, we're not just trying to get you in and be like, okay, bye. Like, we just wanted your money. This is, we're wanting to support your journey. We understand pain is, there's so much more that's involved in pain. And Dom and I have talked about this before in the past in the clinic. We would always get, quote unquote, the problem patients who, you know, with the chronic pain and things wouldn't go away and she's back again. And oh my goodness. We want to work with those people because we understand that a lot of people don't have the time, the energy, or the resources to pour into people. And so right now we have a community where we are able to have that kind of access point. In the future, hopefully we have so many people that we need to bring on more PTs to help and garner that same kind of support, because that is what I want here. I want to help you along your journey as much as I can. Now, again, we're not in-person PT. We're not diagnosing. We're not providing physical therapy. We're providing education into your body in a new way. But as much as I can be there to help support your journey, to answer questions. And some people are so shocked, like, oh my gosh, you got back to me. Oh my gosh, you actually are answering my questions, you know? And the biggest thing I always get is like, thank you, Dr. Jen and Dr. Dom, for always being able to support me, for always answering my questions. And it's, again, something that we value so much here on Jen Health that I hope it stands apart from other platforms and really provides that support.
And we've kind of alluded to some of the people that we think that this platform is perfect for. Really, the people we find benefit the most are, well, there's a few different buckets. The really busy individual, the person who feels like they don't have time. And trust me, as parents of two young kids, a toddler and a baby, essentially.
And running this business.
Running this business, trying to take care of our own bodies and our own minds. We get it. I understand that you might only have a short block, you know, 10 to 15, 20 minutes to get some movement in. And that's why the videos were designed the way they are, so that even if it's just 10 minutes, you can give your body some love. The person who has been going and searching for all these different solutions, has seen multiple PTs, chiros in person, been scrolling the endless feeds on YouTube or on Instagram to try and find a solution. Those are the people that we find something just clicks for them. Like I said, Jen, or like Jen mentioned, like the queuing is what we get the biggest feedback on. Oh, you just queue things in a way that makes sense. You queue things in a way that help me feel this in a way I've never have when I've been in person with somebody.
Right. And some of my favorite people, we have people, you know, 50 plus, 60 plus, 70 plus, who are like, I know that this is my age, but I don't feel that age, but I do in my joints and I don't want that, right? I want to be able to get back to hiking. I want to be able to get back to workouts. I understand that strength is so important, but I'm having pain every time I do it. So these are some of our favorite folks because, you know, they come in so motivated to really start to create and see that change. And it's so awesome to be able to see people who are maybe in that perimenopause or menopause, postmenopause stage, who have that joint pain, who have those bone density issues and concerns, who have pelvic floor concerns and or maybe postpartum as well, and are starting to find that difference within their body when they are trying on all these programs, right? And and following the plans and following the education and really seeing what's possible within their body. Now, I will say, you know, sharing the ages that I did, you do, this is for the individual who can get down to the ground pretty comfortably, get back up, has more mobility, right? and is looking to get back to those activities that you love. This isn't necessarily for the person who is more bedbound, is more connected to a chair for exercise, you know. So I just want to make sure that that's clear as well, where the differences lie in who this is for.
You brought up people who are postpartum or people who are, you know, having pelvic floor issues. It's amazing to me the amount of people who've reached out who have gone through the core plan or something and talked about, wow, like, this helped me with my leaking. This helped me with my pelvic pain. This helped me with these issues that I've been dealing with since I delivered my kids 20 years ago. And I didn't know that I could change it at this point in life.
Right.
And so it's the platform that might be able to help solve the issues that you didn't think that there were solutions for at this point in your life. And those are the some of the stories that we love the most, who they're just like, wow, I just joined this for whatever reason, but it has gone far beyond my expectations.
Yeah.
And the last bucket of people, like, you don't have to be in pain to use this platform. And I think a lot of people see when they come in and they see the low back plan, the hip plan, they're like, okay, well, my low back pain is feeling better now. I don't need this anymore. I just want to focus on strength training. We have the strength program. We have the hip program. We have full body mobility and core plans that, again, can be amazing supplements to help you get past that strength plateau, to just help you learn more about your body in general. If you're a fitness or exercise enthusiast, but you know you have some restrictions that you haven't had the time or haven't made the time to dive into and dig into, this is the platform that can really help you learn more about your body so you can get past some of those restrictions or planning training plateaus that you've experienced.
Yeah. Or you've been like told, oh, I have anterior pelvic tilt and you release my hip flexors and you've been doing that. Or you feel like you're reliant on your foam roller or your massage gun for releasing these things so that you can get back into your workouts. Just come in and try something on, you know, and here's the thing. I also fully guide you in those strength workouts because it's not about the strength workout itself. These can always be progressed to use a barbell. These can always be regressed to use your own body weight. But the main goal here is that I'm showing you a different way to do these exercises so that you feel a different result. Feel deadlifts in your back all the time. Let's make sure you feel it in your glutes and your hips. Feel knee pain with lunges and squats. Let's make sure that you're feeling your core supported and you're feeling your whole legs working to help support you. So that is the goal of Gen Health. And the fact that I'm doing it with you, again, different than just watching a loop video or seeing a stick figure or just getting a motivational kind of cueing, you know, that's great for a workout and exercise, but the fact and the matter here is that I'm helping you so that you're not fearing movement or injury and that you're able to get back into these higher level exercises without pain.
So where's the platform going? You know, what do we want to do to improve the platform? A lot of things. The list is long, but I'd say most of the things that we want to do, especially in the next year, have to do with those aspects of consistency, accountability, and community. Mm-hmm. We want to increase the opportunity for people to have a discussion board on the
more
platform.
Of that community aspect.
So you feel like you can type in and other members could get back to you. You know, we have amazing members who, there are a few that pop into my mind immediately who have been listening to Jen for so long that they answer some questions that other users or members might have. And it's like, wow, Jen, if I read that, I may have thought that Jen wrote that. Being able to integrate with the calendar so that if somebody wants to start a certain plan, you can say, hey, I generally work out at this time on these days. Mm-hmm. Please insert my plan into my calendar. Or even, what was the last one that I wanted to...
Well, the progress, right? And being able to track your progress along the way. Yep. We have a questionnaire assessment right now that you come in for the first time and you kind of fill out this questionnaire. Well, as you're going through different programs, we want that questionnaire to come up again. You finished phase one. What's going on? What's changed in your body? You're going into phase two. What's changed? What's going on in your body? So we want to help you better understand because sometimes you move through something and you're, though you know you're feeling change, you're not sure if it's at the level that you started. Has it really made that big of an impact? So we want to show you the impact that you're making in your body by being consistent. So that's why we want to help to make sure that you're able to track this, you're able to kind of assess, and you can even go into your profile and make sure, like, look at your progress. Okay, I started at this pain level, now I'm here. Or it doesn't have to be pain related, right? It could be strength, it could be mobility, it could be all these different factors that you're kind of rating yourself and seeing, has it improved or where else should I go?
Similar to when you're in person with a PT or a chiro, they'll ask you like, oh, what's your pain level? Now what's your pain level? Or, oh, here's where your mobility was. Now here's where your mobility is in this specific joint. And sometimes if you go through a full program, you're like, yeah, but I still have pain. It's nice to have that questioner to say, well, yeah, when you started, you were saying that your pain would max out at a 7 or an 8. Now you're saying your pain's maxing out at a 4. And you're doing a lot more movement.
Right.
And being able to just like have that reflection and say like, oh, pain has cut almost in half and I'm doing more movement. Like, that's great progress to celebrate. The journey's not done. The journey's never done when it comes to our body and movement and pain. But it helps you see like, okay, there has been progress. That's good reason to continue with this.
Right. And we really want it to be the hub that you go to when you know, like, I need some movement education, I need to repattern something, I'm in pain, or I just want to feel a little better in my body. This is some of our amazing users as well. They're like, I feel like I have a what did she say? She called it a physiotherapist because she's not from America. I feel like I have a physiotherapist at my beck and call because she goes into any plan that she needs to, and she's already starting to find relief in her body. So something pops up, she knows where she can go. She needs workout inspiration, she could type it into the Discover tab, pull out an upper body workout, which is what I do all the time. And this is where it's like, if you continue to do our videos, our, you know, you continue to understand what we're doing here, you can just look at the description and be like, oh, I've seen that exercise before. I don't have to listen to Jen anymore. Maybe you've gotten to that point and you could just do how many reps and sets it says because you understand that exercise so much. So it's like, I want people to just understand their bodies rather than fearing them. I want people to trust what their body is telling them rather than knowing that this signal of pain is something that they have to be afraid of and stop moving. So that's our goal in Gen Health. And we want to take other people along for the ride so that the more people have accountability to keep that momentum going and be able to show up for themselves.
So we just kind of wanted to end here bringing in some real user feedback.
Yeah. So you don't just have to hear it from us.
And we'll try not to belabor the points, but do I say their name? Is that okay? So this is from Julia. It's from Julia, a random Julia. Your shoulder plan is amazing. I have some arthritis and a tiny bone spur, and I thought I was done lifting weights. Probably something she had been told.
Yeah.
Or maybe just feeling. Yeah. Or just maybe feeling the fear of like, oh, anytime I lift, I get this pain. I started up your shoulder plan. And I'm healing and gaining mobility again. I get so mad at myself because I know your program works, but how do I remain consistent in doing it? So I love this comment because it points out how quickly she started to feel change after she had convinced herself in her mind that she was done lifting weights. But then she also hits on that consistency bit that we talk about, regardless of where you're going or what you're doing, or even if you know it works, being consistent is tough. And that's what we want to continue to build into Gen Health.
I know. And so I'm like, I got someone reaching out with a long DM just last week. And she was like, I don't ever normally DM, but I just have to tell you, I purchased this with the cancellation already set in my calendar for when I was going to cancel before the payment went through, because I was convinced this isn't going to work. And she was like, a month into it, I was moving better, feeling less pain, like all of these things. And she was like, and then this popped up in my body and I stayed consistent with the core plan. And now I don't have prolapse issues and like all these things that just kept like, you know, anyways. Okay. I also want to point out Karen specifically. She says, thank you so much for a quick and fantastic response. I feel so supported by you and all of your content. I know I've said it a few times in previous emails, but I'm so glad I joined. It's a game-changing, life-changing experience, especially after a couple decades of in-person PT that just amounted to putting a Band-Aid on problems most of the time. Now, again, we're not trying to, you know, diminish PT at all. We are PTs ourselves, and we know how impactful in-person PT, and I tell people when they need to go see an in-person PT. I just did it today. So not to take away from that, but if you're not feeling changes from going in person and there's not you know, a huge injury or a huge accident that you're working through. That's where we come in. And yeah. The fact that people feel so supported from an online platform is just absolutely amazing.
And the fact that finding the right PT or finding the right professional, and we've talked about this on other episodes, it's kind of like finding a, like, not all chefs cook the same, not all plumbers do the same quality work, not all mechanics you're going to trust with your car. Mm-hmm. It's the same in PT or chiro or athletic training. Everyone works slightly differently, and finding the one that clicks well with you might take a few tries, and that can be frustrating. Or mm-hmm. if you live in a rural area where you only have access to so many providers, this is where finding an online resource like this might be for you.
Yeah.
All right, Karina. Hi. I just want to say a huge thank you for creating Gen Health. I know it may sound dramatic, but this platform literally changed my life. For many years, I had pain and tension in my body that couldn't be relieved by yoga or lifting weights at the gym. I thought I was doing all the right things, trying to build muscle and stretching, expecting the pain and tension to go away, but it didn't work. Now, after doing the therapy plans on Gen Health for almost a year, I finally understand what my body needs. I know exactly what I need to do to relieve pain and tension in my neck, shoulders, pelvic floor, or feet. The platform has given me a sense of control of how my body feels every day, and it's an amazing gift I'm extremely grateful for. I hope this message gets to Jen, because I sincerely want to thank her for doing great work.
I mean, that one makes me want to cry. Listening to the amount of control someone feels they have from head to toe, basically, yeah. You know, like in all different areas of their body, like, that's the dream. That's what I want for people. I want that sense of freedom and understanding and knowing that pain is going to continue to pop up. Like, that's the journey our bodies go through. We're not trying to be pain-free, but we're trying to understand and learn how we can work with our body when those instances come up. It's absolutely amazing. It makes me cry. You know, Anita said, hi, Jen. Let me first of all say how glad I am that Instagram recommended your site to me. After so many years of struggling with pain and so much money spent on physios, no one has ever been able to fix all my issues like your programs have. So thankful. Like, I mean,
it's kind of addressing again that Band-Aid approach, and people who've continually been fed that Band-Aid approach. Here, I'll do this, you'll feel better, come back in 3 days, come back in another week. That's not going to get you the long-term change. Rebecca says, I've been doing the knee plan for the last 2 weeks to help with a torn meniscus and torn quad/patella ligament. It's been a year with little improvement. Finally, the swelling is gone, strength and flexibility is coming back, and range of motion has greatly improved in just 2 weeks. So this is something that they've been dealing with for over a year. These are actual injuries that we would definitely tell somebody, oh, if you know this is going on, or if this is what you've been diagnosed with, see someone in person.
Yeah.
But they're a year out and they're like, okay, I need to find another solution. And the knee plan in just 2 weeks has helped them feel such significant relief or progress beyond anything else they'd experienced in that first year. So that's just amazing.
It's so amazing, and continues to point out, like, just what's possible. And I hope that's what you hear from these. Like, we pulled out, I think, 7 of them. So bear with us as we go through what some people are saying, but hopefully this helps to give you some inspiration and insight on what's possible. That's really what I want you to hear. And this is like 7 out of thousands that we could have pulled out. So it's like, it's just been so incredible to be a PT, and it's hard no longer working with people in person. Like, Dom and I have both shared that you get this certain, you know, connection with people when you really get to personally see them along their journeys.
And you get to have them say these things to you in person or right. at the end of like working with them, rather than like getting it through an email or through a DM.
Yeah. But that's almost why it's more impactful, because, or it's just impactful in a different way, because now instead of me being there to literally hold your hand and guide you, I've provided this information and it's up to you.
You did it yourself.
To do it. And the fact that you did blows my mind. And, you know, just to be able to hear that kind of feedback and like, it's working, like we're on the right track here. You know, it's just so amazing. Someone said, this is probably what people, you know, if you've heard about Gen Health a million times, I'm going to drop a quick, heck yeah, said Carrie, because I debated for a whole year on trying your low back plan and finally tried it this year. And after 10 days, my pain was so much less and I was hooked. Signed up for Gen Health and I just love it. I mean, sometimes that's just what it takes. Like that thing where it's like, okay, fine, I'll try this. I don't think it's going to work, but I'll try it.
Heck yeah, says Carrie. Okay. This last one, I won't include the name because there's some a little more personal information, but it says, I'm not sure if this is the right place to send this, but I have to rave about your work really quick because I went for a run this morning and a walk just now with no leaking and not even feeling like I needed to wear any sort of pad. This is a huge deal. I'm 44, have had 3 babies, all vaginal deliveries, all with real big heads, and they did a number on me. I used to do CrossFit, and double under days basically meant my workout was running back and forth to the bathroom. Anyhow, I started with your Grateful course last November, and I joined and have since done a bunch of plans, including the pelvic floor foundations, and I'm working through core one right now. It's made a huge difference. I still have to focus on it a lot, but I now have the awareness and coordination so I can focus on it. I'm still going to treat myself to a pelvic floor PT, but I'm so happy with what I've been able to do for myself with your guidance.
And that's amazing. See, yes, go see the pelvic floor PT. I want you to understand your body on a whole nother level, but the fact that you've been able to make change just through movement alone and understanding your body a little bit differently, maybe doing movements a little differently, like that's incredible. We've had people even in our full body low impact plan share the same kind of sentiment where suddenly I can jump rope and I'm not having any leaking.
Yeah. Or like I can strength train now and the way that you cue me has me more focused on my core engagement.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about leaking. And again, this is a person who's 44, has had 3 kids. They're a ways out. We don't know exactly how far, but a ways out from
the last child,
their last or first child, whenever they started having these issues. And they had probably just submitted to a life of, well, I'm just going to leak and pee myself a little bit whenever I work out.
Yeah.
And now they have found that relief.
I know. So it's really just incredible, the stories that we continue to hear. And again, I want this to feel empowering of what's possible. I still get people reaching out of like, well, I have this low back and SI thing. Like, will your platform really help with me? And I'm like, that's exactly what we do. If you're feeling something in your body, like come join. And again, I will tell you, if I don't think this is right for you right now, you need to start with PT. So you can reach out to us, you can ask us questions, or maybe you've been to PT, you've discharged now. This is a perfect time to get in, or maybe there's a wait list for PT. And so in the meantime, come try it out.
And one of the main messages is, will it help me? One of the things that will help most people is moving their body, learning about their body, and staying consistent and persistent with it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that this platform can help guide you into.
We just want you to know it's possible to move out and with pain. And we're here to guide you so that you can feel something different.
Thanks so much for joining us for another episode. We just love talking about this platform because it is your baby. It's our baby. It's something that we know can help and has helped so many people. So if you're interested or you know somebody who might be interested, send this episode along or send them the link gen.health/free trial. You can get a 7-day free trial. Make sure you use code OPTIMAL20 at checkout to get $20 off your annual membership and get started. Find a way to use these plans to stay consistent, be persistent, and find that long-term change in your body.